Hey everybody, it's the 16th of March. Let's just be honest. Some of you are probably wondering where in the world I get these ideas of what I'm going to talk about. I sat down last July, 2020, in the midst of the pandemic, and I just prayed and asked God to reveal to me how I can 365 days attempt to come up with 365 different topics of prayer and devotion. And I believe that he has, and that's why we're going through this the way we are. Not to say that I won't ever repeat things, because I find myself tweaking them as I'm recording them. But we're talking about something that maybe you didn't think we would talk about, our senses. And we've talked about our sense of what we see, our sight and our taste, and our touch, and our hearing. And today, as you may have already figured out, we're going to talk about the gift of smell. And there's really not a whole lot of things that make me smile when it comes to smell than either smelling my wife's cooking or walking outside on a spring day and smelling incoming rain, or smelling flowers, or just the smells of spring. You know, I want to take this a little bit of a different direction today. I want to make sure that we're thanking God for what we smell. And of course, smell and taste are so closely related. And some people have lost their taste and smell when it comes to COVID in this time. And maybe you have a new appreciation for that, if that's you. But I want you to pause today and think of all the things that you smell, and stop, pause, and give God thanks for those. But I told you I'm going to take this a little different direction. And when I think about the word smell or the word aroma, I think always about a verse out of 2 Corinthians chapter 2, and it's the 15th verse, and I think the 16th verse says, "For we are to God the pleasing aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing. To the one we're an aroma that brings death, to the other an aroma that brings life." And this idea of us being the aroma of Christ to others is quite a neat word picture, that our goal needs to be to smell like Jesus, and not in a literal sense, but to figuratively smell like Jesus, so that when we walk past somebody, when we greet somebody, when we interact with somebody, when we're in somebody's presence, that it's as if they get a whiff of Jesus. Isn't that a cool thing to think about? People getting a whiff of Jesus when we're around them. What an honor it is to be called representatives of Christ. So as we pray today, we're going to just thank God for the gift of literal smell and that gift that he gives us. And we're going to talk about the aroma of Christ being on us. Let's pray together. God, thank you so much for the way that you have put things together in this world, that we may not only have the physiological opportunity to smell, but Lord, you have created so many combinations of things that make us smile or have good feelings when we smell things that remind us of our childhood, smell things that remind us of a loved one. Smell things that remind us, as spring does, the change of a season, new life. And Lord, you call us into new life when we follow you. Lord, may we be thankful for the aroma around us, the literal smells that you give us, that are good smells. And Father, we thank you so much that you have called us worthy to follow you in such a way that other people can get a whiff of you when they're around us. May we step up to that challenge today no matter what situation, no matter what people were around, whether we're talking to them on the phone or online, whether we're with them in person, whether they're strangers or whether they are people that we know and love or know and struggle to love, Lord, may we today be the aroma of Christ. Lord, when people are in our space, Lord, may they just sense you. Thank you for giving us that opportunity. May we step up to the plate and do that for you today and in the days ahead. In Jesus' name, amen.